Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress. This day and the many blessings you bestowed upon us. Now, Father, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you have anointed me to say and do what you have anointed me to do. Let your power and your presence fall on me, Lord. Let the Spirit, Heavenly Father, move upon this place. that we will glorify and magnify your name. For your name, Lord God, is above all names. We thank you, Lord God, for the blessings, and we thank you, Lord God, for the provisions. We thank you, Lord God, for deliverance, and we thank you, Lord God, for your provision. So now, Lord God, we pray that your power rest upon these words that we are about to proclaim. That these words shall be a power source, that we will feel your eternal power moving upon our lives, that we will live that life the way you anointed and appointed us to live. Now, Father, breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you're worthy of all honor, you're worthy of all glory, and you're worthy of all praise. In Jesus' name we ask it all. Amen. And now that's why we say every praise is to our God. For if it had not been for the Lord, where would we be today? What a God we serve. A God that got us up this morning. Blessed us with all spiritual blessing. I get excited just calling his name. Because when you know the hour is late and you know God is still in control, you know we have the source of our resources moving in our life. And for that, I don't know about you, but I'm eternally grateful. Because the Lord did not have to choose me to proclaim his word. And so I'm grateful to be used in the service of the Lord. Giving unto to God, to my sister in the ministry, Reverend Cotton, to you, the Antioch family, those of you that are visiting with us today, those that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, and those that are watching us as we stream live, we greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There's a power I feel today. If you have your Bibles, there's a word from the Lord, Sister Mathis, and I'm going to go a little farther with it. I think you knew I was going to do it, right? 1 Samuel 17 chapter, verses 43 through about 47. 1 Samuel 17 chapter, verses 43 through 47. When you have found it, say amen. Amen. And if you need more time, say, wait a minute. Where we find these words which are recorded. And the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the fields. Then David said to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defiled. This day will the Lord deliver thee into thy hand, and I will smite thee and take thy head from thee. And I will give thy carcass of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saved not the sword and spear. For the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you unto our hand. Thank you. You may be seated. And all the assembly, not just some, but all of the assembly shall know that the Lord saved not with swords and spears, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. I want to use for a topic this morning, when God slew, or when God took down the giants in our lives. When God slew, or when God took down the giants in our lives. There are some giants in our lives. The giants that have propagated itself throughout the entire world. Giants that are unseen, but giants that are prevalent, that talk to us, even in the midst of a world that God created. There are some giants that are around that we don't even see, but they have power to disrupt and power to disturb. But God has the answer to the giants. And the question we want to propose today, is there anything too hard for God to handle? Doesn't matter how big the giant is. Is there anything too big for God to handle? Is there anything too big, and is there anything too difficult? Is there anything too complex for God? If God created it all, he has the answer to it all. And God created it all, so God has the answer to the giants in our life. I understand now why Jesus, and I understand how and why God said, thou shalt have no other gods before you. Before me. Because these gods become giants in our lives. Yeah. Not just a giant, but giants. The giants of racism, the giants of envy, the giants of jealousy, the giants of authority. There are some giants, and the Lord knew that, and the Lord said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. So who made the giants? We made the giants. The moment we decided that there are things in our life that we want to put before God, it become a giant in our life. The moment jealousy and hatred, bigotry and discrimination began to raise up his head, it became a giant in our lives. So the Lord said, get them giants out of your life. Get all of that stuff out of your life, because that is not of me. And so God is speaking parenthetically to us today. When these giants come, you got to know you have a giant killer. We have a God who created it all, and because God who created it all has the answer to it all. For my brothers and sisters, there are no mountains that's too high. No valleys that are too deep. There are no burdens too heavy. There is nothing beyond the reach of our eternal God who said, I am that I am. We see that there is nothing so great for God to handle. When the weight of our trouble threatens and overwhelms us, we find comfort in knowing the strength is endless, his wisdom is unfathomable, and his compassion is unchanging. That's the God that we serve. There's nothing too big that our God cannot handle. For each trial that we face in this life is a giant that stands before us. And my brothers and sisters, God is moving by his divine power with grace and mercy to conquer the giants in your life. I don't care what that guy say. He may appear to be ruling the entire world, but God says, I'm a giant killer. I don't care how much he causes the world to be disturbed, but God says, I can handle all.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said,